welcome. Thanks for joining us today. We are excited that you're here. No matter where you're watching us, if you're on Facebook, make sure you give us a like or follow us on Instagram. Or if maybe you're not big into social media, we want to encourage you, tune in with us on our live services or join us in person. Well, hey, let's dive in today. Let me ask you a question real quick. Have you ever had one of those moments where things didn't seem to go right? Like it just was not adding up. Like you overslept in with your alarm clock, or maybe you got up and your kids just weren't listening. I mean, one thing like trying to get your little ones to change and get ready for school and they just were not doing it. And so what happens is in that morning, right at the initial start, you are frantic, you're going through a normal routine, but things just aren't firing on all cylinders. And you sometimes get rattled. Well, it's interesting, it kind of sets the tempo for our day. And oftentimes in my life, when I find myself kicking off a morning on a kind of rough start, it's really hard to get a jump start throughout the complete day. It just kind of has this slowness to it. Things just aren't exactly right with my relationships, with my work, and it's really one of those, in a sense, bad days. Well, I like to liken that to what we're talking about in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 19. The Apostle Paul, he's writing from a prison cell, and he actually has this reminder to his audience, for all people, for Gentiles, for Jews, for Christ followers. And he says this, and he says, make sure you set your cornerstone properly, in essence. In other words, make sure you're making Jesus the cornerstone of your life. And we'll explore that idea of cornerstone real quick. But let me just read Ephesians chapter 2, verse 19. It says this, the Apostle Paul is writing, so now you Gentiles are no longer strangers and foreigners. You are citizens all along with God's holy people. You are members of God's family. Together we are his house, built on the foundation of the apostles and the prophets. And the cornerstone is Christ Jesus. We are carefully joined together in him, becoming a holy temple for the Lord. Through him, you Gentiles are also being made a part of his dwelling, where God lives by his Spirit. And let's just focus in where Paul says, and the cornerstone is Christ Jesus. I often find in times when things aren't adding up in my spiritual walk with God, I'm not resetting that cornerstone in my life. I'm not making it all about who Jesus is and who Jesus is in my life. See, in first century, the cornerstone was this monumental piece that was put in establishment in buildings and homes or new government facilities that set the alignment for the rest of the architecture of that building. So if the cornerstone was off or misaligned, then the whole building, the whole build out would be somewhat messed up. It wouldn't be in complete perfect arrangement. And I think that's so true in our lives. When we wake up or whenever we start going and we're not resetting Christ daily in our life, things start to get a little misaligned. So I want to encourage you today, no matter where you're at, no matter what you're going through, make Christ the cornerstone daily in your life. Make Jesus Christ the cornerstone daily in your life. So I want to encourage you with that. Thank you for joining us. Let's pray, if you'll bow your heads with me. God, we give you this time. We say thank you. We worship you. Help us to establish you as the cornerstone daily in our life. In your great and holy name, we all say amen. Hey, and remember one more thing. Keep the faith.